Hello, everyone. This is Dustin Pfeiffer contributing the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show, which can be heard live every Sunday now at 6 a.m. on SB Nation Radio Network. Your host, Mean Gene and Rod Johnson, will be there every Sunday to break down all the action, preview all the upcoming games, and give you their predictions on what's going to happen in the upcoming week. So make sure you check them out every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. or check out the podcast at SBNationRadio.com. I'm here today to continue to preview the NFC South. And today we're going to take a look at the New Orleans Saints, led by head coach Sean Payton, who's returning now since being there since 2006, has signed a brand new contract for 5 years, $45 million, and now ties him being the highest paid NFL coach in the league with Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks. So obviously, Sean Payton was kind of looking around in the offseason, trying to make his decision on whether or not to come back to New Orleans or pursue another team. Yeah, teams like the Cowboys, teams like the Dolphins, other teams who really wanted to go after Payton, who was a hot commodity. But in the end, Payton chose to come back to New Orleans with Drew Brees to try to build that team back into a playoff team. Now, we mentioned Drew Brees. He's going into the last year of his contract. He's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the league, making $30 million this year. So that is a very high number for a guy who is getting up there in age, but obviously if he's healthy, he can still get it done in the NFL. Now, we take a look back at last year, the Saints are coming off their second straight 7-9 season, and obviously not what guys like Sean Payton and Drew Brees want after having the Saints in the playoffs year after year and also winning a Super Bowl down there. So they're definitely looking to rebound and to get back where they think they belong. So we'll see what happens this year. Obviously, we mentioned Drew Brees. He had some shoulder problems last year, missed a couple games, but still came back and overall had a pretty good year. Now, he was a little careless with the football, which led to a higher interception total. So we'll see what he does this year. Obviously, he's going to want to rebound because he's used to having a solid team that's near the playoffs, and not only that, but having one of the top offenses in the league. So on offense, he does have some weapons to throw to. You know, he's lost guys like Jimmy Graham and Marcus Colston. Those guys were staples for years, but he's definitely got some young weapons to throw to on offense. Obviously, Brandon Cooks returns, an up-and-coming wide receiver that has a ton of speed, but who's also battled injuries, so they'll be looking to see if he can stay healthy. But if he can stay healthy, he can take the top off of any defense, and Drew Brees will love to throw to him as a target. They bring in another tight end. Last year they had Benjamin Watson. Drew Brees turned him into a pro bowler. Watson has since left, and now the Saints have brought in Kobe Fleener from the Indianapolis Colts, which is a very good signing because Fleener is a nice young tight end in this league. So he should pay off as the tight end is one of the biggest weapons in the Saints offense. You still have Mark Ingram at running back, who was very inconsistent early in his career, but has kind of settled in and became a very solid running back in the league. So look for him to have a decent year. So all in all, this offense does have the weapons to continue to be a high-scoring offense. So look for them to still put up some points and hope for their defense to improve to help them win ball games. Now, we mentioned the defense, and that's kind of where it goes downhill. I mean, the last couple of years, the Saints' defense has really not been good. In fact, it's been some of the worst in NFL history, led by Rob Ryan. Now, Rob Ryan is out. He's now an assistant with his brother up in Buffalo, Rex Ryan. So they do have a new defensive coordinator. So it'll be very interesting to see what this defense can do now with a new scheme and a new look. Obviously, the defensive line has been the biggest issue for them, getting pressure on the quarterback. So they tried to upgrade that, especially on the interior. They brought in a rookie, Sheldon Rankins from Louisville, who is one of the best defensive tackles in the draft. Now, unfortunately, Rankins has already gotten hurt in training camp and will miss the entire season. So a huge blow for the New Orleans Saints as they try to improve that defensive line. Now, they also did sign Nick Fairley out of Auburn to a one-year deal, who, coming out in the draft, the same draft as Cam Newton, was one of the top-rated draft prospects and the top defensive tackle. But going to Detroit, he's had an up-and-down career. He's had some very good years, but then again, he's had problems staying in shape, and when he's not in shape, he hasn't produced that much. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of production they can get from Nick Fairley, because they desperately need defensive line help all across the board. So we'll see what happens there. They did just make a nice acquisition. They signed Paul Kruger, who just recently got cut from the Cleveland Browns. Paul Kruger is basically a pass rush specialist. So that'll definitely help get to the quarterback a little bit. Kruger only had 2.5 sacks last year, but a double-digit sacks 2 years ago. So he still should bring some added spark to that defensive end spot and can hopefully provide some pressure to the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. Now, obviously, the strength of their defense, if healthy, is the two safeties. You have Jarius Byrd and Kenny Vaccaro. Look for those two guys to really bring some back-end pressure, really get some good coverage back there. Man, they're big hitters when they're back there playing safety. So that should be the strength of their defense, that they can get some pressure. They got good guys on the back end to clean it up. Lastly, we're going to take a look at their schedule. They play, obviously, the Panthers twice in their division, you know, the NFC South three-time champs. They got the Falcons twice, the Bucks twice. They play the Seahawks, Broncos. They play Arizona. So, I mean, this is a very tough schedule for a Saints team who will be going to get some good quarterbacks. When you look at Seahawks with Russell Wilson, Cam Newton on the Panthers, Carson Palmer, Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan. So that defense is going to be put to the test. That's why I have the Saints once again for the third straight year going 7-9. I think their offense is going to put up some points. I think Drew Brees will be good. He'll find a way to be good, maybe get the turnovers down a little bit. But all in all, I don't think they built this defense up enough to produce to win games in this NFL pass-happy league now. So I got the Saints going 7-9 and once again missing the playoffs. And so we'll see what happens this year. This is Dustin Pfeiffer finishing up the preview for the New Orleans Saints in the NFC South. Make sure you check out Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show on SB Nation Radio Network every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And we'll be back to preview some more teams later. This is Dustin Pfeiffer. Have a good day.